Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Nick Moline, the Harry Potter Lexicon's resident tech wizard. Following up on the early release of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in audiobook form, Pottermore and Audible are releasing Quidditch Through the Ages audiobook tomorrow. In addition to a reading of the book, two voice actresses will take on the roles of Ginny Potter and Meta Skeeter in a dramatic reading of the 427th Quidditch World Cup Final commentary that has been recently reposted to Pottermore. Did you know that there have been far more Quidditch World Cups that can possibly fit the criteria we are given in canon? We are told that the Quidditch World Cup was founded in 1473 and happens every 4 years. But that would make the 2014 Quidditch World Cup the 135th Cup, not the 427th. We need to account for far more Quidditch World Cups. The easiest way to solve this is to assume that at some point in the past, the Cup was held more often than every 4 years. We know that the 1877 World Cup was restaged in 1878, meaning that in 1878 the World Cup was not expected to happen normally. So we assume that from 1877 onward, the 4-year standard must be true. Unfortunately, going biannually before 1877 would result in too few Quidditch World Cups, and going annually would result in too many. So the easiest thing to do is assume that the schedule changed twice. If we go with the belief that the Quidditch World Cup was held annually until the 382nd Cup in 1855, after which the growing difficulty of holding an annual cup resulted in a change to a biannual cup instead, we can then assume that the 1878 redo of the 383rd Cup was then the start of doing it every 4 years to bring us to the 427th Cup in 2014 and the 428th Cup this year. Of course, the number could just be a random number picked out by someone who hates math, but I think the rescheduling is more fun. Either way, reading the live commentary back in 2014 was a fantastic experience, and getting a dramatized reading of this is something I'm very much looking forward to listening to. The audiobook comes out tomorrow, and you can order it now on audible.com or audible.co.uk. That's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and if you don't, why are you listening to me? You can get your wand, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by apporting over to magicalley.co.uk. There, you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, like my original essay on this topic, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's all for now. Silencio!